Thank you.
The 450 supporters at the theater at the state capitol were a smaller, quieter crowd compared to the thousands of cheering fans that Senator Bernie Sanders drew at the height of New York's hotly contested presidential primary back in April. But they were eager to hear the presidential candidate recount how his candidacy changed the debate, including more talk about income inequality, barriers to health care, like high copayments, and the problem of acute poverty in one of the world's richest nations. Sanders, who said earlier in the day that he will vote for Hillary Clinton in November, did not mention Clinton, or for that matter, GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump by name, other than to say that he's talking with the presumptive Democratic nominee's campaign about the issues going forward.
We are talking to the Clinton campaign to try to determine whether or not they can come up with some very serious proposals which will help us transform America. Whether it will happen or not remains a good question. I don't know.
He says he'll use the influence of his delegates to create what he calls a people's platform, including a nationwide $15 minimum wage and prevention of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement from becoming law. Sanders, who lost the New York primary, though he won many upstate areas, including Albany, had harsh words for the state's regressive laws on voter registration, including a long lead time of several months to switch parties to register to vote in a primary. Sanders estimates that 3 million of his supporters were barred from voting in New York's presidential primary contest.
And here in New York, you know, clearly you've got to knock down a lot of barriers. This idea that to participate in the primary, you have to change your party registration from independent to Democrat or Republican, was it 6 months before Election Day? That's totally absurd. And that's a corrupt system, and everybody knows what's going on. That's a system that maintains the established leaders of both parties.
Senator Sanders says his second mission, now that the primaries are over, is to encourage his supporters to run for office themselves and infuse municipal-level government with their ideas. Sanders, who will campaign for several congressional candidates around the country in the coming weeks, urged people to become involved, not out of a passion for politics, he says, but a passion for justice.
Struggle and victory is not easy. We got to keep going. And what this campaign has accomplished is just opening up the doors to a process that must continue. And that's why I'm here today.
Sanders supporter Allison Davenport said afterwards that she's inspired to use her skills to help a friend seek local office.
I thought it was amazing. It was a call to action, basically giving us his words of wisdom on how to go forth and continue the message. And not be afraid.
Supporter Suzanne Bishop says she would have liked to have heard more, though, about encouragement to vote in November, even though Sanders won't be on the ballot.
Please speak to the people in the country and this room who say they're going to stay home. He didn't touch on that.
Bishop, like many other Sanders supporters at the speech, concedes that she will likely vote for Hillary Clinton, if only to try to prevent Donald Trump from winning the presidency. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.